outside the brand new Hannah Tarpley building, which is the Little Princesses Trust's brand new base right in the centre of Hereford, just off Berrington Street, with Phil Brace, Chief Executive. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
And this is your first day, technically, of having the keys, opening the door and being operating at your new site.
This was a very special day for us. We cut a little ribbon this morning. Wendy cut a ribbon. Our founder and all the staff are now situated in their new desks in the new building. Very exciting.
Having found them. So, listen, tell us about the building. It's very imposing. It's beautiful, it's very modern, and it's where Bob Gallier used to be. If you're a motorcycle enthusiast in Hereford, you'll know that. It looks completely different.
It certainly does. I mean, goodness me, I'm Hereford born and bred, and I can remember this building going back years and years, generations and generations. And I certainly remember Bob Gallier selling his motorbikes from there. We had to have a lot of vision to realise that this was going to be the location for our new HQ. But at the same time, we have a commitment to Hereford, and we have a commitment to ensuring that we were within the city walls. We wanted to be centrally based in Hereford, and finding premises was a challenge, but we found two buildings next door to each other that we were able to ensure the conveyancing completed on the same day. So here we are.
We're going to walk in now through the front door. The building has been built by local tradesmen and businesses as well, hasn't it? So you've kept it local.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was really important to us. As I say, we just wanted to be sure that we could recognise, you know, our Hereford heritage. And we wanted to be sure that every builder, every contractor was locally based. And we achieved that. And we're very, very pleased about that.
Yeah. Now we're in the reception area. Which is very much dedicated to Wendy's daughter. Just tell us the story of that and how Little Princess started.
Yeah, so Wendy and Simon tragically lost their daughter Hannah in 2005 to Wilms tumour, childhood cancer. I've spoken to Wendy many times about this. Never at one moment did Simon and her think that they would start a charity. Never did they ever in their wildest dreams imagine the charity would develop to where it has at this present moment. But what happened typically is people wanted to help. So in the tragic scenario of losing Hannah, people started to donate money. And it was at that time the headmaster at the school, at the Hereford Cathedral Junior School, asked Simon and Wendy what they wanted to do with the money. And Wendy and Simon simply said, well, why don't we provide a wig? Because we couldn't find a wig for Hannah when she lost her hair when she was undergoing treatment. It was so challenging. They did eventually, and they noted the profound effect that had on Hannah. So I think it was apparent afterwards that, you know, it felt like the right thing to do would be to provide a wig. And in that first year, they were able to provide 36 wigs, and the charity was started.
It's now become a national charity, a phenomenon. Celebrities have helped out brilliantly as well. Up until now, the wigs have been fitted around the country for children that you now support in salons at different locations, but you've now for the first time got your own proper, and it looks fantastic, Sally's Salon right here on the right as soon as you walk in through the front door.
Yeah, it's quite a sight, isn't it, to behold when you walk in. I mean, it's a lovely reception area, and then we've got this salon, and it looks like it's been lifted off the high street and just plonked in our reception. We were very, very lucky with the support we had from Sally's with regards to the funding. But we now have our own beautiful salon, which is private. We can fit wigs for children, young people here now in Hereford with our own wig fitter. So that's really exciting to be able to do that.
Yeah, and we'll come on to the wigs in just a bit. But Sally's Salon, yeah, they funded it, didn't it?
Yeah, they did. We've been so lucky. We've had so much support from Hereford businesses, Hereford people. But we also have so much support nationally and internationally indeed. But Sally's Europe used to be Sally's Salon Services. They're a distributor of hairdressing equipment across the country. They've supported us now for 7 years, and they donate £60,000-£70,000 a year. They funded this in its entirety, and we couldn't be more grateful.
Yeah. Let's move forward then through the reception area, past the bespoke stairs, also provided by a company in Hereford, with the butterfly logo, which represents Hannah, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yeah. I mean, it's very emotional when we talk about the butterfly, but Simon and Wendy, when they lost Hannah, couldn't ever imagine writing a card, a thank you card or a Christmas card, without putting Hannah's name in it. So they came up with a butterfly, which actually has got a little H in there if you look hard enough. And it signifies Hannah, and every time they write a card, they write a thank you note, they always put the butterfly in it. And we wanted to ensure that this building is the legacy to Hannah, and people can see that. So seeing the butterfly taking you up the stairs is a nice touch. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. And it will become even more symbolic as more and more people find out more and more about the Little Princess Trust. Now, we've just stepped into the conference suite. Now, you raise a huge amount of money. Some of it now is being directed towards cancer research in itself. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And this is a significant part of our work. Most people are very aware of the provision of wigs. You know, we're providing up to 2,000 wigs a year to children and young people suffering hair loss due to their cancer treatment. But in 2016, we were able to start funding research, children's cancer research. I think at that point, we had no idea of the impact that we'd make and the significance of that move. And that was a decision taken by the trustees. But today we find ourselves as one of the largest and most significant funders of children's cancer research in the UK. So that's quite a statement to make. To be able to do that as efficiently and effectively as we could, we needed a venue where we could bring the laboratory technicians, the scientists, the oncologists, the clinicians. We could bring all these people together to demonstrate the work that we funded and the impact that was being made, because we're always about impact. So it was important to have this place, this venue, that the cancer community, the research community, could see as their own. And we will be bringing people from all over the country to Hereford, all over Europe potentially, and indeed the world to Hereford, to talk about better treatments, kinder treatments, more effective treatments, outcome orientated, which means saving lives. That's what we want to do in this venue.
Yeah, which is, obviously I'll describe it to you, a full conference suite with sound and screen and state of the art. It's not even air conditioning, is it? It's air processing. It's so modern.
Well, we've got a clean air system. So we're taking clean air from the highest point in the building, and we're putting it through a system which puts it into an ambient temperature, room temperature, and then sends fresh air into this environment. And at the same time, we're taking the used air out. We built during COVID. Mm. We made a decision to progress with this build, but we did consider, you know, the potential of what COVID might hold for us for years to come. So we ensured that we've got a clean air system.
Yeah, you're going to feel very safe in this room if you're still a mask wearer in 3 years' time even. Let's hope we're not doing that. No. Phil, let's carry on through to one of the most important things, which is the brand new warehouse area. One of the reasons the Little Princess Trust had to move was it's becoming such a national success. And we're now in the warehouse area. There's some posting and there's some packing going on, and a hell of a lot of stock.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you know, we see this stock on a regular basis. It's what we work with. What we haven't been able to see up until now is all of our wigs in one location. So we need to be highly efficient, highly effective. I think I said to you before that we provide nearly 2,000 wigs a year, every year, to children and young people. Mm. We know, and it's a bittersweet statement, that there is more work to be done and there are more wigs to be provided. We need a stock of wigs. Our product, more than most, can be very much time-related. So we need to get our wigs out as quickly as possible to our partner salons so we can get them fitted. So to supply 2,000 wigs, it's a bit like the fashion industry. We need about 5,500 to 6,000 wigs to be held in stock because we have all the different colours, we have the different lengths, and then we have all the different cap sizes. So now what we're able to do in what used to be Bob Gallier's motorcycle centre is we've now got all of our wigs under one roof. They were in multiple locations before, so we can now be so much more efficient. And it feels right as well. There is a value to these wigs, and it feels right that we've now got alarm systems, sophisticated alarm systems, and they are, you know, looked after as they should be.
Yeah, and all of the hair in front of me and all of these boxes is donated by somebody, and they donate money. They donate through just giving, but they donate the hair off their backs through sponsored haircuts. And all of this in front of me is genuine hair, isn't it, that people have been kind enough to send to you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're very, very lucky. People's hair grows, and we have very, very generous, kind supporters across the country and indeed all over Europe and indeed all over the world who send us their hair. And at the same time, they create a fundraising page and they make it a sponsored event. So we get literally tens of thousands of hair donations every year. We need them. because it takes about 16 hair donations to make a single wig. So we need this volume of hair. And at the moment, we've got lots of social media out there encouraging people to donate 12 inches plus. 16 inches is what we really need. So we're encouraging you to grow your hair. And then when you've grown it, cut it, please make it a sponsored event. Raise a fundraising platform, Just Giving, are the ones we use the most of. And just help us. It's amazing what we can do when we all work together.
And because it's not synthetic, it doesn't last forever either, does it? There's a shelf life to these wigs, so you have to keep having more hair coming in.
That's right, absolutely. So these wigs tend to have a shelf life of about, or a shelf life, I should say, a life when it's being given to one of our young people. Something in the region of 6 months to 12 months. So if treatment is long, or if treatment has to be done again, then they're going to lose hair again, so we'll need to provide more wigs to that person. We will provide as many wigs that is needed during that child or young person's treatment.
And it's so important for a child's confidence, isn't it? Because that's what it was all set up about. To lose your hair when you're having chemotherapy is devastating enough, but when you're a child and your peers are looking at you, it's harder for them to cope with. And that's what this is all about at the start, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Wendy experienced that. Wendy and Simon experienced that with their own daughter, Hannah. And they saw the profound effect not just losing hair had, but also getting a wig. So we get letters, we get emails, we get phone calls, we get visits regularly, daily, people telling us the effect that this wig has on a young child or a young person. Gives them back their identity, their confidence. And so often we're told it gives them the courage to fight their condition. So these wigs, they're so much more important than you can ever imagine. They are so important. Mm.
If you've ever considered doing a charity cut, having your hair, cut off, 16 inches, do you say, was the best length?
That's where we're really in need of. It's the longer hair. So certainly 12 inches plus. We do take hair from 7 inches, but our real need is 12 inches plus. But if you've got long hair, 16 inches, you're a super grower. That's what we refer to
that's
as.
That's it. Right, if you're a super grower, we need that hair. Have a charity cut evening. Get the girlfriends involved as well. Set up a Just Giving page. Raise the money as well and donate to the Little Princess Trust. Now, where do people find you when they're going, right, we need to find out all the details about how to set this up?
And I say to everybody, the easiest way to find us is Little Princess Trust. Just Google it. You'll find us. Get on the website. All the information is on there. As much as information as you could possibly want. There's Q&As on there, information about the charity, information about the wigs, information about the research. But equally on there, there is the ability to request a fundraising pack. So I'd encourage you all to request a fundraising pack, and we'll send one straight off to you.
I mean, this is a UK leading, if not Europe leading, if not world leading charity initiative. Phil, thank you for your time. Best of luck with the new building. It's brand spanking new, it's lovely, and it's giving you the space that you need to do the expanding you need to do, isn't it?
We're so lucky, we really are. We're a charity which is very heavily based on its values and its heritage and its impact. But this building really does allow us now to be highly effective, highly efficient, and really focus on our future. There is work to be done, but from this location, my goodness me, we're very, very lucky to be here. But this wouldn't happen without the amazing support we get. So every opportunity I get to say thank you, I say it and I mean it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you for your time. And that was another Sunshine Radio podcast from the new HQ of the Little Princess Trust.